Chapter 14. At that time, Herod, the district ruler, heard the report about Jesus and said to his servants,
"This is John the Baptist. He was raised up from the dead, and this is why these powerful works are operating in him."
Herod had arrested John and had bound him and imprisoned him because of Herodias, the wife of Philip, his brother. For John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." However, although he wanted to kill him, he feared the crowd, because they took him for a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was being celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced for the occasion and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Then she, at her mother's prompting, said,
"Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist."
Grieved though he was, the king, out of regard for his oaths and for those dining with him, commanded it to be given. So he sent and had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. Later, his disciples came and removed his corpse and buried him. Then they came and reported to Jesus. At hearing this, Jesus departed from there by boat into an isolated place to be alone. But the crowds, getting to hear of it, followed him on foot from the cities. When he came ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he felt pity for them, and he cured their sick ones. But when evening fell, his disciples came to him and said,
"The place is isolated, and the hour is already late. Send the crowds away, so that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food."
However, Jesus said to them,
"They do not have to leave. You give them something to eat."
They said to him,
"We have nothing here except 5 loaves and 2 fish.
He said,
"Bring them here to me."
And he instructed the crowds to recline on the grass. Then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said a blessing. And after breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. So they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up the leftover fragments, 12 baskets full. Now those eating were about 5,000 men, as well as women and young children. Then, without delay, he made his disciples board the boat and go ahead of him to the opposite shore, while he sent the crowds away. After sending the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. By now, the boat was many hundreds of yards away from land, struggling against the waves because the wind was against them. But in the 4th watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. When they caught sight of him walking on the sea, the disciples were troubled, saying,
"It is an apparition!"
And they cried out in their fear. But at once Jesus spoke to them, saying,
"Take courage! It is I! Do not be afraid!"
Peter answered him,
"Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you over the waters."
He said,
"Come."
So Peter got out of the boat and walked over the waters and went toward Jesus. But looking at the windstorm, he became afraid. And when he started to sink, he cried out,
"Lord, save me!"
Immediately stretching out his hand, Jesus caught hold of him and said to him,
"You with little faith, why did you give way to doubt?"
After they got up into the boat, the windstorm abated. Then those in the boat did obeisance to him, saying,
"You really are God's Son."
And they crossed over and came to land in Gennesaret. On recognizing him, the men of that place sent word into all that surrounding country, and people brought him all those who were ill. And they pleaded with him that they might just touch the fringe of his outer garment, and all those who touched it were made completely well.